What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday, the 30th of October. It's the weekend of Halloween. Scary people coming to the door, asking you for money. Hide away. Hide under the bed. Hide all your goods. Hide all your wealth. Hide all your sweets. Because they'll catch you unawares. You'll think it's the postman, or you'll think it's your friend. And you'll open the door, and there'll be about 30 kids there, all with their hands out, all saying, "Gimme, gimme, gimme, trick or treat, or we're going to smash your windows. Or we're going to do something else, like piss in your garden, or smash, I don't know, what else are they going to do? Paint, scratch all your car." That's what, it depends on what area you're in. I mean, some some kids won't be doing anything like that. But where I grew up, that's exactly what would happen. We're going to come back and burgle your house, all these kind of things. Those kids grow up to be very respectable members of the community, I imagine. Anyway, I was going to say, bad news. I've got to report some bad news, and that is that Bobby Ball has died. Bobby Ball has died. That is like a knife in the heart. And I've not even seen much of him since fucking when I was a kid. But I grew up watching Cannon and Ball, and he was one of the funniest blokes on TV. And he was like, it was hilarious. It was absolutely fucking hilarious. And now he's gone. He's been disappeared for 30 years in my eyes, but I've not seen him for. Apart from him, there's a good program with Lee Mack. He's in that as the dad, and he's really funny in that actually. But he's died of COVID, so that's a fucking shame. And he's died of something. They're saying it's COVID, but and that's going to leave Cannon, Tommy Cannon. What's he going to do now without Bobby Ball? He can't just be Cannon. Well, he could be an actor or something. He'll find something to do, but that must be fucking heartbreaking for him. They've been a duo for all that time, and now he's lost him. We've lost him, Bobby Ball. Up in the sky, saying "Rock on, Tommy" to God as he's at the gates. "Rock on, Tommy," pulling his braces like that. God'll have a laugh. You know, sometimes you got to let the good ones go, and they'll have a laugh with everybody else up there or in there, wherever they are. Hopefully, he goes to the place where everybody's having a fucking laugh, and as I said before, not up in the church, up in the where everyone's being all twee and, you know, reading the Bible and that. We want to be in the party where everyone's having a laugh, smoking weed, doing whatever, up all night with all the rock stars. Bobby Ball can go in there and make them all laugh. I'm sure he will. On a good note, on a positive note, someone who isn't dead, and that is the Fonz. The Fonz is still alive. Not seen him for a very, very long time. And his name's Henry Winkler, as we all know. And he's fucking 75 as well. That's the same age Bobby Ball died. So the Fonz is still going. The Fonz is still alive. That's good. Henry Winkler, why has he not come out and like done a rerun of the Fonz or dressed up as him once at least, just for fucking novelty purposes, for my benefit? The Fonz and Bobby Ball, two of my childhood heroes. There's plenty more, but them two couldn't be further apart. But at the same time, they're just as entertaining to me. To me, to you, that's, who's that one? To me, to you, that's another guy who's just recently died. What's his name? Fucking hell, the Chuckle Brothers. Anyway, the Fonz is still around, luckily. This is funny, a footballer, the referee, there's a bald referee, and the TV ball camera started following his bald head instead of the ball. So the ball's going out to play. And the thing kept focusing on his head because he's trying to pick up where the ball is on the TV. And because he's got like a big shiny bald head, it was like picking that up and trying to follow his head around. Fucking hilarious. You've got to find the funny side of that. While he's doing that, somebody could have done a foul with the ball and booted it in the net, scored a goal, and the camera wouldn't have noticed. So there you know, there's a good trick there if you're a fan, if you're a crazy fan. Get your bald head. Get in the front row and get your bald head on show as often as you can. And the camera will go. And then every now and then you might save a foul or something on your team. And while they, you're doing your bit, basically. You're like the 12th man, should I say. I was going to say, balls. Speaking of balls, Bobby Ball. Bobby Ball's the theme of the episode. Balls is the favourite term as a man would refer to his testicles. Balls. What else we got? Knackers, gonads, crown jewels. Why somebody's done a survey of this. Why we need somebody doing surveys of this, I don't know, but it must be very important. So where are we going to put this? The research commissioned by KP Nuts. I thought then it was commissioned by KP Nuts, so it's a marketing thing. But at first then, when I said the research commissioned, I thought it was going to be some high-end government laboratory or something like that, or science medicine, where it just wouldn't make any sense. But anyway, there we go. Some people have even called their balls Grant and Phil after the Mitchell brothers on EastEnders because they both got bald heads. Anybody who doesn't know EastEnders, I applaud you because it's fucking... You don't want to know where EastEnders is. You don't want to get caught up in that. It's been on for 30 years already. God knows how long it's going to go on for. Grant and Phil have both got bald heads, so that's why people call them their balls Grant and Phil. There you go. Must be talking to them. I don't think I'd name any. I don't think you give any names to anything in my nether regions, should I say? Anyway, so balls. Balls is number one. What else is that? Gonads, knackers, crown jewels. What else could you say? I was going to say knockers then, but that's for the females. Anyway, let's move on. I can't think of another one. I can, but I'll be here all day trying to think of it, and it won't be fucking very funny. So let's move on. Bobby Ball. You can call it Bobby and Ball. Bobby and Ball. Bobby Ball. No, don't work. Well, you could now. I'll tell you what. Anybody who's a Bobby Ball fan, who's a big... who's very, very upset now, when you get a tattoo of him on each one, you can get Bobby and Ball written on it. I'm still trying. There's something in that. Anyway, let's move on. Fussy Brits refuse to eat foods Fussy Brits are refusing to try out foods, with almost half of adults saying they dislike grub they've never tasted. Well, of course, you fucking, obviously, thickos. These are the thickos. They don't like grub they've never tasted. They don't like food they've never tasted. They're all the fucking, the Brit Brigade that go to Benidorm and want the full English breakfast every day, and they want the Sunday roast dinner. That's what we used to, Sunday roast. They'd have a fucking a meltdown if they go to somewhere where they don't serve that food. They can't go anywhere else. They can't go to fucking... out in the sticks in Spain, where it's all like Spanish food, and you know, you got to get down with the locals. They couldn't handle that. They can't handle it. They just want fucking British food wherever they go. The shittest British food. But it's not shittest, but it's the basic standard. Egg and chips, pie and chips, fish and chips, big breakfast, Sunday roast. They want that every day of the week. Because that's why we're on holiday. We're on holiday to do everything that we do at home, but do it all the more. We want to do it more. We want EastEnders on the TV and Only Fools and Horses. Only Fools and Horses, all right, but they've got a bar over there, I'm sure, called the Only Fools and Horses Bar, and they just play it all day long. Crazy. And that ain't a fucking Spanish person owning that bar. No way, Jose. That's an English guy who's going to bought himself a bar over there and go, I know what everybody will like. They'll have the fucking Only Fools and Horses and a full English breakfast and with a pint. Classy bunch we are. Classy, classy bunch. What number, where are we? The Yorkshire Ripper's got COVID on a side note. The Yorkshire Ripper has COVID and he's sick with a heart attack and COVID. So there you go. That might be the justification we've got for COVID, the only one. So far, although I'm sure there's been plenty of others, but that one, I'm glad, hopefully, somebody's given it to him on purpose. And let's fucking do some. He deserves to be dead. And hopefully that one will finish him off. Sick of him popping up in the paper every now and then. Some fucking people write to him. Well, some women write to him. And fucking, I mean, didn't he get married once? Oh, he's got a girlfriend, that was it. I spoke to him the other week. I didn't speak to him. Yeah, pal of mine. But some woman was in the paper the other week. She was speaking to him and like they were engaged or some fucking girlfriend situation. So she's fucking nuts. So the police have got a watch on her. And the police have got like wiretapping her phones and following her around. She's obviously fucking barmy. Can't have people like that. Anybody that writes to serial killers wanting to be their partner, they ain't normal. And they've got to be, you got to watch them. Was it camp? A care home bus was given a poo chart for a poo chart cake for a birthday. somebody's made up of the Bristol stool chart, I think it is. Is it the Bristol stool chart with all the fucking different shapes and shits on there? She was given one of them for her birthday. It's a birthday I'll never forget. The Bristol stool scale. That's it. Puts poo into 7 categories and is used to diagnose health problems. There you go. So if you're ever wondering what's up, or you're changing shape, it's changing shape, get on the Bristol stool chart and you can check it out. That's hard to say, the Bristol stool chart. Don't ever go and get yourself a cake. It's a bit hard to enjoy a cake with a big turd on the top of it, because that's what it will have, because that's what's on the Bristol stool chart. I don't think I could enjoy it. I can look at it and laugh and then let other people eat it. Right, finishing up on three more things then. Diamonds are being created. Some people are creating diamonds. Who the fuck? I tell you what, brilliant idea this is. This is even better than the Peckham Spring on Only Fools and Horses. Some people are making diamonds by sucking carbon out of the air and making diamonds out of them. Fuck it, that is money out of thin air. Everyone says they can't get money out of thin air. They're fucking doing it. I don't know, is that thick air? Carbon? Still, air is air. But anyway, thick air. Carbon sucked out of the air. And they're producing diamonds. Absolutely brilliant. I hope they're selling for fucking thousands. Selling for the real deal, because they've obviously got to be a little bit. Can't be just as good, surely. But if they are, fucking brilliant. I'll tell you what. You ain't going to be able to hold on to that invention for very long. The fucking secret police are going to be coming booting your door off of that. You want to fucking hide it away and make sure you only don't. What you don't do is tell the fucking newspapers that you're doing it, because you've already ended up on my podcast. Now I'm going to get the secret police around asking me where I've heard it. You're not allowed to have things like that. Fucking diamond makers, diamonds out of nothing. Anyway, Hugh Grant has put somebody's nose out of joint with his shocking joke saying that people who are going to a drive-through cinema in the Hamptons in New York are going to, they might be watching some in the car, but they also might be doing some dogging or whatever else you get up to in the Hamptons. And someone said it was a shocking joke. It's a joke. It's funny. It's not even that funny, but it's a joke. It's about dogging. We're having shagging in the cars. I bet they're fucking 100% there's people shagging. You know, then people who go to the cinema and they just like to have a kiss and a fumble in the back. That's the only reason they're there. They're going to the cinema in the car and they're fucking right at it. But obviously, dogging is when the people in the opposite car come and join in with you. But yeah, that ain't shocking. You fucking, whoever wrote that wants to go and get a fucking... wants to go and listen to Michael McIntyre on repeat and leave us to fucking have our risky jokes. Anyway, last one. A lorry driver was arrested with thousands of packs of stolen Hubba Bubba in his truck. They've arrested him on the M40. My favourite motorway, that is, the M40. Anyway, a lorry driver was arrested with thousands of packets of stolen Hubba Bubba. Fuck it, I hope he was chewing a load when he got pulled over. Hopefully he was chewing a load. Hubba Bubba was my favourite chewing gum as a kid. You could blow the massivest bubbles, couldn't you? You could blow the biggest bubbles out of it. And then they'd explode all over your head. And hopefully he was blowing one when the police pulled him over and he blew one and he just exploded in his face. He just went, fair cop, you got me. That's brilliant. You know, all the bank robbers in the world, there's nothing better than fucking a Hubba Bubba robbery. Rubbery? It's a Hubba Bubba robbery. Who the fuck would be selling them to? It would take forever to sell them at fucking 10 pence a pack to all the local supermarkets or whatever. Anyway, you had a go. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I'll have a good weekend. I'll see you again next week. See you later. Bye.